Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're kicking off a really transformative part of the journey with Be Visionary.
That's right. We're focusing on the very first step for your leadership development plan, your LDP.
Yes, assignment one. It's called the Appreciation Compass. And it sounds, well, more than just a task. It feels like it's about plotting a course.
It really is. Okay, let's unpack this.
Please do.
What's fascinating here is, well, unlike some models that focus purely on, say, aspirational goals, this starts with you.
Yeah.
With your inherent admiration.
Admiration for others.
Exactly. It suggests that some of the best leadership lessons aren't from textbooks, necessarily, but from people who've genuinely inspired you already.
Okay.
So this whole exercise, it's reflective. It helps you calibrate your own internal compass by looking at those leaders.
Right.
And through that, you start uncovering your own leadership identity, your core values, and importantly, your potential.
That makes sense, focusing on that internal calibration. But I wonder, how does looking outwards at others help us go deeper inwards? Is there like a psychological link there?
Oh, absolutely. Think about it when you feel strong admiration for someone, that emotional response. It's like a signal flare.
A signal for what?
It highlights qualities you inherently value. Often it's because they resonate with a strength you might have, but haven't fully recognized, or maybe a quality you aspire to develop.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating how what we admire in others tells us so much about ourselves. There's even research suggesting, you know, that effective leaders often have this sort of highly tuned admiration radar.
Really? Admiration radar?
Mm-hmm. They're constantly picking up on and internalizing strengths they see in all sorts of people.
That's a powerful way to frame it. So how do we actually start building this compass? What's step one?
Step one is identify your influencers.
Okay.
These are the people, the leaders who genuinely had a profound impact on you.
And you mentioned thinking broadly here, not just famous CEOs or historical figures.
Definitely. I mean, sure, include them if they fit, but often the really deep insights, they come from people closer to home.
Like who?
Could be a mentor, a colleague you respect, maybe a teacher from years ago, even a family member whose quiet leadership style really shaped you.
Right. So personal, professional, public figures, keep the net wide.
Exactly. Once you have that list, then comes step two.
Mm.
And this is crucial.
Which is it?
Pinpoint specific qualities.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean specific.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. So not just single words.
No, please, not just adjectives like nice or strategic or visionary. That doesn't tell you much.
So what then?
The real gold is in the examples. Describe the specific actions, the skills, the behaviors you actually observed. How did that quality show up in a real situation?
Okay, so digging into the how.
Precisely. Instead of just saying someone was, I don't know, calm, maybe you write down, I remember feeling really angry, and they had this ability to ask just the right questions that shifted my focus, rather than just telling me to calm down. See the difference.
Mm-hmm. Much more concrete. Or instead of just visionary, maybe it's their ability to paint this really compelling picture of the future, even when things were tough, that got the whole team energized and feeling like essential to making it happen.
Yes, exactly that.
Oh.
You're capturing the nuance, the specific behavior that resonated. That's where the real learning is.
Got it. So you have your influencers, you have these specific detailed qualities with examples. What next?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the next step is translating all that into a practical list. Think skills, competencies, things you can actually work with for your own development.
Right, building a personal inventory.
Exactly. And, you know, here's where technology can actually be quite helpful. An AI tool, something like Google Notebook, ChatGPT, Gemini, can be a great brainstorming partner.
Using AI, how does that work in this context?
Well, it's not about letting AI tell you who you are.
Right.
Not at all. It's more about expanding your thinking.
Okay.
Say you identified resilience as a key quality you admired. You could ask the AI, what are some specific skills or competencies that demonstrate resilience in a leadership context?
Ah, I see. So it gives you possibilities, maybe terms or angles you hadn't considered?
Precisely.
Mm.
It could help break you out of your own assumptions or limited vocabulary sometimes. Mm. It suggests things.
And then you choose what fits.
Yes. You review the suggestions. You pick what genuinely resonates with your observations and your feelings. Then you compile your list, look for themes, maybe remove duplicates.
Mm.
You curate it.
So it's a tool to spark insight, not provide the final answer.
You got it. That's how you build an inventory that truly feels authentic to you.
Okay. So what does this all mean then? You do this work, identify influencers, pinpoint specific qualities, translate them into skills. Mm. What's the payoff?
the payoff is huge.
Mm.
You're actively defining your core leadership values through this. You're mapping out strengths, maybe some that were dormant or you hadn't articulated before.
Okay, calibrating your authentic style.
Yes, exactly. And the final output is practical. Mm. It's your appreciation inventory. We suggest using a structured Google sheet for this.
Right.
It pulls together your influencers, their specific qualities, the competencies you derived, and that sheet. That becomes the solid foundation, the cornerstone for your entire LDP.
Wow. Okay. So it really sets the stage.
It absolutely does. This is truly the vital first step in really deciphering your unique leadership identity. Think of it as the master key for the whole journey ahead. It paves the way for everything else in your LDP.
That's incredibly motivating.
It should be. So as you embark on building this compass, maybe reflect on this. What if the greatest leader you're meant to become isn't some persona you have to build from scratch?
Mm.
What if it's about uncovering the authentic self that emerges when you truly recognize and start to integrate the very best you see in others?
That's a powerful thought to end on. This is a crucial first step, and honestly, it sounds like an incredibly insightful one. You're on your way, and we're genuinely excited to see what you uncover.